Good morning, I'm Richard Coffin. The North Bay Police Service says a 61-year-old city man has died in hospital after a collision last Friday. Police say a pedestrian and a motorcycle were involved in the crash at the intersection of First Avenue and Castle Street. They say the pedestrian was taken to hospital and later airlifted to Sudbury and passed away on Tuesday as a result of their injuries. Police are still investigating the collision. The Easter long weekend is almost here. That means most government offices are closed tomorrow for Good Friday and on Easter Monday. That includes City Hall. Most retailers are closed tomorrow and on Sunday. North Bay Transit buses won't be running tomorrow, but will be operating on a Sunday schedule on Monday. There's no garbage and recycling pickup tomorrow. It'll be delayed until Saturday. And the city says there will be regular pickup next week. Meantime, Mothers Against Drunk Driving wants Canadians to make safe and responsible decisions before getting behind the wheel this Easter long weekend. Officials say every year hundreds of Canadians are killed and thousands are injured in alcohol, cannabis, and other drug-related crashes, with long weekends among the most dangerous times on our roads. The payout continues for North Bay hosting Cascades Casino. Since the gaming site opened just over 3 years ago, the city's received $4.8 million. This after the latest quarterly payment of $406,000 was made by OLG to the city. The money's used as a funding source for community capital projects. Most analysts agree few minds were changed by last night's first federal election debate. The leaders of the Liberals, Conservatives, New Democrats, and Bloc Québécois debated in French over five themes. They included the cost of living, energy and climate, immigration and foreign affairs, sovereignty, and the trade war with the U.S. They mostly stuck to their party positions. The English debate goes tonight. Local students between the ages of 15 and 29 are once again being given the opportunity to run a business. MPP Vic Fedeli says applications to the Summer Company Program, which offers grants of up to $3,000 to start a business, are being accepted. They'll also receive training and one-on-one mentoring. Fedeli says when Nipissing small businesses prosper, local families thrive, and the economy continues to grow. The deadline to apply to the Business Center Nipissing Parry Sound is May 16th. And registration's underway for summer camp programs at One Kids Place. The Children's Treatment Center says the camps provide children and youth with special needs the chance to engage in social and recreational activities in a supportive, individualized environment. New this year is the former Autism Summer Camp and the Nady Summer Camps being combined into one experience. Officials say partial subsidies are also being offered thanks to ongoing community support. Visit the center's website for more information. The deadline to register is April 25th.